Well, hello and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Time. This is Brother Jeff Chapman down in Tennessee, bringing you the Word of God today. I would like you to turn with me to the second chapter of the book of Joel, the Old Testament minor prophet, Joel chapter 2. And we would like to look at verse 13. Actually, we'll start with verse 12. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. As we look at those two short verses, we realize that this is the chapter that at the beginning he declares, blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is at hand. Jesus preached that message. The prophets preached that message. We should preach that message. The kingdom of God is at hand. Time is short. God's wrath is full. Sin is offensive to God. The judgment day is at hand, the day of destruction. God said he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He said the kingdom of God is like a net. God's going to cast it in, and he's going to pull it up, and he's going to separate and take out all things that offend, those things that aren't good. Angels are going to come, and they are going to sever the wicked from the just one day. My friend, God is a God of holiness, and he is coming again to judge the quick and the dead. And to prepare for that, for us to be with him, for Israel to get right with him, which this was fully addressed to Israel at the time, we can get a lot of truth out of this. And I see New Testament principles in here. The Bible says in the 2 Corinthians, it speaks of the spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law. So we need to be able ministers of the New Testament, not in the letter, but in the spirit of the law. And you can, by legality, do so many religious things. You can bring your sacrifice in the Old Testament. You can bring your offering, your oils, your wines. You can dress and wash and do all the things that are ceremonial, perfecto, but still have a hard heart, a black heart, a dirty heart, a sinful heart, a heart that's not with God, a heart that doesn't know God's ways. So here he tells you, you turn to me with all your heart. What did Jesus say? What's the greatest commandment? Quoting back, and they came up and said, to love the Lord with all your heart. He said, that's right, in the seconds, to love neighbor as self. So all your heart. God wants all your heart. God wants your mind, your will, your emotions, all your heart. He said, whatever it takes to get your heart right, let's do it. Is it going to take fasting, weeping? It's going to take some getting alone and just seeking after God, seeking after God. And then he says, and rend your heart and not your garments. Oh, that we would, a broken heart. The Deuteronomy, God said, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would keep my ways and always do my commandments. And it goes with Jesus. How I would have loved to have gathered you under my wings like the hen does her chickens, but you would not. You wouldn't rend your heart. You wouldn't give me your heart. You wouldn't surrender. You wouldn't give up. So God is telling me and you today through this Old Testament scripture to search our heart, get our heart right, clean it up, break it, be broken. Godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of this world worketh death. God is gracious. God is merciful. God is slow to anger. And he is of great kindness. And God does change his mind. He repenteth of the evil when he is set. There are people that were bound for hell so wicked, it seemed impossible for them to repent. And they changed their mind. They changed their heart. They sought the Lord and they were saved. Look at Saul. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. Unbelievable changes of heart. And then we have other men that were seemingly righteous, like Ananias and Sapphira, part of the early church, part of Pentecost, part of the move of God, part of the outpourings, and the lying heart they had. And God had to judge them suddenly and swiftly. We don't understand why some get away with it for years and get time to repent, and others have swift judgment. Today is the day of salvation. Let's prepare to meet God. Rend your heart, not your garments. Outward show is not going to get it. It's got to be a work of the Holy Ghost in your heart. Ask God to help you, and he will.